From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. In a telephone call to her campaign donors, Hillary Clinton has blamed FBI Director James Comey for her defeat in the U.S. presidential election, saying his reopening of a probe into her use of a private email server broke the momentum of her campaign. Nearly every national opinion poll showed Democrat Clinton leading Republican challenger Donald Trump in the weeks leading up to Tuesday's election, but he scored surprising wins across the country when vote counting began. Mr. Trump has been meeting with his White House transition team as they try to quickly fill a roster of cabinet and other top administration positions. Kellyanne Conway was an advisor to the Trump campaign for president and is now part of the transition team headed by Trump's vice presidential running mate Mike Pence. Reporters asked Conway about the many people demonstrating against the Trump election.
He has spoken clearly for a year and a half about his positions on all this. Obviously, those issues and his positions got him elected, as well as his understanding what the cultural zeitgeist is. My message to them through Mr. Trump is what he said the other night on the stage when he declared victory, which is, I'll be the president of all people, even those who disagree with me.
Bess Friedman, one of the demonstrators on the streets of Los Angeles.
Our priority is the resettlement of women, children, and families. This will be an orderly process. It will take time. It will not be rushed.
The British and French foreign ministers will not participate in special talks with their European Union counterparts to discuss how the deal with the U.S. president-elect, who some European leaders have said does not understand the relationship. This is VOA News. The Iraqi military says it has captured the city of Nimrud from Islamic State militants. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says the 9th Division of the Iraqi Army has liberated the town completely and raised the Iraqi flag over its buildings after the enemy suffered heavy casualties. It is near an ancient Syrian capital that the Iraqi government said last year was destroyed by militants. It is 30 kilometers south of Mosul, where Iraqi soldiers and special forces are battling Islamic State for control. The operation is part of a campaign between Iraqi government and allied forces to drive militants away from Mosul and its neighboring cities held by Sunni Islamist groups. An earthquake with a magnitude of 7.4 struck 91 kilometers north-northeast of the city of Christchurch, New Zealand, just after midnight. That's according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Christchurch is the biggest city on New Zealand's South Island. There are no immediate reports of casualties. A 6.3 quake there in February 2011 killed 185 people and caused widespread damage. The United Nations has agreed, or I should say the United States has agreed, to take in refugees from Australia who are being held in Papua New Guinea, Nauru, after failing to reach Australia by boat. The Australian Prime Minister said that the deal is a one-off agreement and will not be repeated. Amnesty International said it was worried about the lack of information around the timeline and the number of refugees to be processed. After a trip to Antarctica, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today that he believes the majority of Americans do realize climate change is in fact happening and want the issue to be addressed. Kerry, who has long championed action on climate change, said in Wellington, New Zealand, that most Americans want the U.S. to address that problem.
Until January 20th, when this administration is over, we intend to do everything possible to meet our responsibility to future generations to be able to address this threat to life itself on the planet.
President-elect Donald Trump has said that he believes climate change is a hoax. Colombia's government and its Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia announced a new modified peace accord after voters rejected an earlier deal in a referendum. On October 2nd, Colombian voters rejected that first peace deal, which was designed to end 52 years of armed conflict in Colombia that has claimed more than 220,000 lives. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.